This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation is reporting additional cases of COVID-19 while other tribes are reporting first cases in their communities. Navajo Nation leaders were informed Tuesday night the number of positive cases total 49, with cases in Arizona and New Mexico. A reservation-wide stay-at-home order is in place. The Gila River Indian community in Arizona this week reported its first positive cases. One is a Gila River tribal citizen and the other is a member from another federally recognized tribe. Governor Stephen Rowe Lewis says they're likely to see more cases in coming days and says the tribe is taking aggressive actions to respond, which includes a task force and command center. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma Tuesday announced the tribe's first positive case of COVID-19. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., in a video message to tribal citizens, urges for vigilance.
In one important respect, today is no different than yesterday and no different than tomorrow. A single test result does not mean only one person contracted the virus. The reality is the virus is spreading all over our region. This is a serious health crisis that requires everyone's attention, everyone's cooperation, everyone's dedication so that we can get through this together. Cherokee Nation cannot, and we will not, wait for other jurisdictions to decide how best to protect public health. We will remain guided by facts, medical science, and compassion.
Hoskin says some precautions include shutting down hotels and casinos and conducting much tribal business from home. He also confirmed a Cherokee Nation citizen in Tulsa died last week from COVID-19. Strong Hearts Native Helpline will continue to offer service amid COVID-19. The phone support line 1-8-447-NATIVE supports Native American and Alaska Native people who are experiencing abuse or have family members or friends experiencing abuse. Advocates are concerned about those who may be in unhealthy or abusive relationships as self-isolation and social distancing takes place across the country. Lori Jump is director of Strong Hearts.
All of these new restrictions and not being able to work and, you know, not being able to find just the things that you need at the grocery store is creating additional stress, and that can lead to more violence. So we know that people are experiencing this, and we are encouraging them to, you know, look at safety planning, whether they are stuck at home with their abusive partner, whether they are thinking about leaving, or maybe they've already left. We know that there are increased opportunities for violence happening. And so really to think about that safety planning and how they can keep themselves safe at home.
Jump says during this time, self-care is essential for emotional mental health.
We're strong people. We've weathered a lot of difficult periods of time, right, over in our history and, you know, just our historical traumas that we've all survived. And so I think it's really important to remember that we do come from a strong people and we have been through so much and that we can weather this as well.
Strong Hearts is based in Minnesota and will continue to operate the helpline and offer services daily from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. U.S. Senator Tom Udall announced Wednesday a bipartisan agreement of $8 billion for tribes to ensure direct access to COVID-19 resources for economic recovery and essential services. It's part of a national COVID-19 emergency relief package. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hey, Ivan. Good to see you.
You too. What brings you here?
I'm informing people about the 2020 census.
The census? Yeah, everyone knows about that.
They don't. They really don't. But I do. And when we participate, it helps determine funding, you know, for things like grants and programs in our communities.
Cool. That's good to know.
The census is for all American Indians and Alaska Natives. Shape our future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.